Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Aloha, good morning. Rain or shine, it's a beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine. Kaho'one Panoke here with his big mug of coffee.
Aloha, kakahiaka kako to all of our ohana on each of the islands of Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Hawaii Island, and of course here on Moku o Kakuhiheva, or the island of Oahu. We welcome you to Nakai Evalu, and get your coffee or orange juice ready because we're going to have a great time this morning.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Vicky Holtakamine is drinking her cup of tea on assignment today.
Yes.
I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we're kicking off a great show this morning. We're going to be finding out more about Hawaii's Merry Monarch. But first, let me ask you, Kaho'one, how was your past week?
The past week was excellent. It was very culturally involved. Oahu hosted the second annual Hula Conference that's put on by the Waikiki Improvement Association. And Rick Agate and his staff did a great job with all of these halau that come in from various parts of the continent as well as Japan.
I've never seen this one.
And, well, they kicked it off last year. And like anything that is always Hawaiian, there's always some adversity to it. But you know what? They went through with it. And it turned out to be a lovely conference, very well attended. And this year they're doing the same thing and making some improvements. And they have, I think, a bigger crowd this year coming in. And it's really a great way for the hula to be exposed because they'd use many of our kumuhula from the islands here, as well as our masters of the art in both hula and chanting. Different styles are learned, and you go from one workshop to the other. You sign up for it, and so it's a great opportunity for people to be immersed in hula for that entire time. And not only that, but then they get to perform in different venues throughout Waikiki. And as you know, we've always advocated that Waikiki needs more Hawaiian music. And so this is one of the activities that so provides that entertainment, at least for that weekend. And it also leads up to our great show today because of the, you know, the revival of hula is credited to King David La'amea. And today our theme is on Kalakaua because tomorrow is going to be his birthday. And so we hope you stand by and that we'll have a great time. We have two wonderful guests here with us that will be discussing Kalakaua and some of the activities here today.
All right. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars with the sunrise in the east? And the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country. And it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country. And it can be a lifetime party.
you and me. The guitars are playing, the guitars are playing, you've been company. You are very welcome, you won't you come along, there'll be room for you and me. At our Sunday party in the country, it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, it can be a lifetime party, you and me. People ready for the singing. The music man is calling you. And the magic that he's bringing seems to help to make it through. To our Sunday party in the country. By the shop, we're not going anywhere. Everybody's going to the Sunday party, and all the friends will all be there.
Guitars are playing, the guitars are playing, and the music is going to be.
You are very welcome, you are very welcome, you are very welcome, you and me.
For you and me,
at a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Stripes too, just to name a few. Oh yeah. peaches, baby, I love me boy. With the pickle and extra rice on the side. Hawaiian food is like a roller coaster ride. And we're not going to stop until this Hawaiian cry.
I like my fish and McCoy. I'm a big boy. Lonely salmon, peepee cola, extra large lily koi. Squid or chicken luau. Don't forget the lau lau. Beef or tripe stew, just to name a few. Oh yeah.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa. Come on, bring your cup of coffee and sit with us here at the kitchen table because we're going into the life and legacy of King David Kalakaua today. He's celebrating a commemorative birthday, November 16th, and the coordinator for the Kalakaua birthday event, the parade there, as well as a well-known storyteller around town, is here with us here at the kitchen table. Lopaka Kapanui.
Aloha.
And we also have today a great friend of Vicky and I, and not only a wonderful entertainer, but a great scholar. And, of course, many people who know him say he has a resemblance of Kalakaua, which is very true. And over the years, Palani Vaughn has done some wonderful, extraordinary work in not only researching on the life of Kalakaua and his reigns, but also he's delved into the music of Kalakaua's time. And welcome and aloha, Palani.
Aloha.
Palani, how did his childhood prepare him for his life as king?
He was born November 16th, 1836, born in the then grass hut palace called Haleuluhe. That belonged to King Kamehameha III, Kalanikawi Keauli, Ilu Nalilo. If you're wondering where this palace was, it was located built upon a heiau by, at the time of his birth, and prior to that occasion, the then governor of Oahu, Chief Poki, and his wife, Liliha. To locate this area, all you have to do is drive by Queen's Hospital. The hospital is built right upon the heiau, which was named Mana Mana. So on this date, this chief was born. He was supposed to have been given to Chiefess Liliha. Instead, another chiefess showed up. Her name was Ha'aheo, and took him to the encampment of the king, Kamehameha III. And from there, they departed, also born at the same time, but dying in this birth infancy, was Nahienaena, the princess, and her baby. That's how we get the name Halikawila Street for the birthing palace.
So, Palani, would you say that ever since his birth and from his upbringing thereafter, he was raised to be a member of the royal family and to take the throne?
The prophecy was made by Ha'aheo. Through this chief, the bones of the ancestors shall live again. And indeed, his career as a king was dedicated to reviving hula, the chant, uplifting the Hawaiian people, and bringing through his works, his good works.
We'll find out more about the life and legacy of King David Kalakaua coming up. You're spending your Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
No.
kolohi lohi mai, no hoki la mai, ho puni puni mai, no hoki la hea, a hea, no hoki la, he hea, no hoki la, I hea, no hoki la, kaua e ke aloha. Ano ea ea, hana malu, ea ea, I anei.
Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'd rather be. I like the people, I like the way they smile, I like the feeling of you on this paradise isle. I like the cool island gecko, man, this is where I want to be. So take me back, back to the kind, take me back, back to the kind. Come up shining, always more better the kind. I like the hula, I think it's really good. Oh man, I don't understand the words, but in time I think I could if I just had the time. Oh, if I just had the time. I said, oh, won't you come along? We'll have a luau by the sea. We'll cook a little pig and all the coconuts are free.
And what you see is what you get, it's just a little rash shack. I know you're gonna like it, and I hope you come back.
I like the fishes swimming around in the sea. I like to hop them on the grill and cook them up for me with a big pan of butter. Man, it can't get better than this.
No, no, no. I like the chickens, you hop them on the grill. Man, it hurts to eat some raw fish and eat up all the spills. Oh well, oh yeah, it's just a luau down by the sea.
So take me back, back to the kind.
Take me back,
back to the kind. All over Moped and Molokai, I will return.
We'll be crying, take me back.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday mornings with us. 8 to 10 every Saturday. You're enjoying Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine. We hope you're enjoying. Today, we're talking about the life and legacy of King David Kalakaua. You probably already know he rescued hula from extinction, chant he revived, and the annual Merry Monarch Festival, of course, is named for him. But did you know the origins of the Kalakaua statue that you see every time we drive into Waikiki? And have you ever heard of lua, the Hawaiian martial art? We'll take up more of these subjects when we return here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality childcare prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style chicken biscuit and sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah.
Kalani po. O hihi kamana ko ke ike aku, kanani o kapua mo ki hana.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guests today include Lopaka Kapanui and Palani Vaughn.
So Palani, share with us, please, your mana'o on this, the King David Kalakaua statue, which is located on Kalakaua and Kuhio Avenue as the gateway.
Well, you know, the statue was created by the United Japanese Society. In 1985, there was the centennial celebration of Japanese immigration, and our King Kalakaua was key in negotiating that immigration treaty. And so the descendants of those first Japanese, I had the pleasure of working with them. There were many in their 90s who just wanted to see this statue erected to honor the father of Japanese immigration. So they were so thankful. In any event, that was in 1985, centennial. And as the centennial came to a successful conclusion, we formed the King Kalakaua Statue Committee. The Japanese community raised all the money themselves, over $300,000. The next was to, and the statue was made in Italy. The artist was Sean Brown, a Hawaiian artist.
A graduate of Kamehameha Schools,
right. Several entities took part. We tried to incorporate Hawaiians in the architectural design of the pedestal. But selecting the site became the big problem. It took us a long, long time, several meetings over the years. We finally received an okay from, I believe it was Mayor Eileen Anderson at the time. And, of course, she lost to Mayor Fossey. But the site that was finally selected was the then Gateway Park. It seemed suitable because there was the intersection of Kalakaua Avenue and Kuhio. Kuhio being the nephew of his queen Kapi'olani and Kalakaua, and the statue would face the oncoming traffic. It was just the a great opportunity to place him in a very physically very public way, so everyone would see the statue.
What great thoughts that went into the preparation of that statue and the placement of it. And certainly the Japanese wanting to honor him as the father of immigration, I guess truly even parallels to the fact why there's even a King Kalakaua Hula Festival in Japan. Exactly. That is huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge, bigger than the Merry Monarch here. And when you go to Japan, many people who are culturally involved always speak very highly of Kalakaua. And I guess there was also a treaty involved. When he was the king.
That was the immigration treaty. Yes. But Hawaii as a kingdom enjoyed a high place in the world arena of countries. So when Kalakaua, our king, traveled into Yokohama, he was given the 21-gun salutes from all of the ships in the harbor because we had the most favored nation treaty.
Okay, the statue's in place, but what about the celebration of Kalakaua's legacy? Here, the story takes a very interesting turn, so stay with us here. Nakai Ivalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Of your hair glowing lightly when the sun shines in, when the sun shines that lake. I'm thinking I don't want to stay. Remember that lake I gave to you. It means farewell. I'm going home now, so take care. I'll see.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Thank you.
You're starting your morning, your Saturday morning, the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine here, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one panoke here, Noe Tanigawa on this side of the kitchen table. And our special guest today, Palani Vaughn, is here at the table along with storyteller Lopaka Kapanui. And here Lopaka is going to hop in and tell us, how did it happen that the actual celebration of Kalakaua's work accompanied the statue?
That's a good question. I can tell you the reason why the Freemasons decided to support this project is because of a very sacred oath, an obligation that we take at our Masonic altar. Without giving away too much, it's basically to support your Masonic brother, whether he's alive. And if he passes away, it's your obligation also to support his widow and orphan. And being that David Kalakaua was a Masonic brother of ours and also our Mo'ikane, we got scoldings for not getting involved in that project.
What are the Masons? Quickly, I know Mozart was a Mason. Mm. So many of the founding fathers of the United States were Masons.
What we are is a fraternity of men who take good men from our society and make them better men for their families, for their occupations, for the community. We do not take men who have no faith in any sort of philosophical or religious belief. And in doing that, in taking these better men, we hold them to a very serious obligation that they take at the altar, which I can't tell you what it is, but it's nothing satanic. It's not an obligation to take over the world. It's basically to commit yourself to endeavor as you get higher in the degrees of Masonry to keep looking inward first before you go out and try to fix anything else. It's basically an edict of self-improvement.
Now, as I understand it, this was brought to Hawaii because it's something that Kalakaua ran into in one of his travels and took an interest in it, and then decided that he wanted to bring this back to Hawaii.
What actually happened, it was a French sea captain whose whaling ship or barge was stuck in the harbor, and he asked Kamehameha III if he could hold a Masonic lodge on shore, and that was refused by Kamehameha III. This actually took place when, I believe, what is now Thomas Square was the place where the island was taken over. Then the French sea captain came on shore, formed the lodge, and by the time everything was put back in place, Kamehameha III, you said, you're already doing it, so okay.
And Kalakaua was a very serious Mason.
The Ali'i found out that there were very, very close similarities between the way Masonic lodges are set up and the way our heiau are set up. And there was no conflict between that and being Hawaiian and also being a chief.
We'll see what kind of fruit this bears here in Hawaii coming up. It's another Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
My papa said, fill my pockets with riches, buy a big house in Bel Air. The knot when the Supreme Court justice raised 2.5 millionaires. But daddy dear, oh, my wallet's half empty. I rent a shack on the shore. I know you want just the best for me, but I'm fine just biding my time. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sides. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the ride. I should have some.
this way. I tell you, I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the ride. You might not approve of this road I'm traveling. My life is like a Sunday drive. Along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Well, I'm just along for the, just along for the, just along for the, just along for the.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. We're kind of kicking back around the kitchen table with some special guests today, Palani Vaughn and Lopaka Kapanui. King David Kalakaua, whose birthday is coming up November 16th, is our subject today. Now, the king was an ardent Freemason, and believe it or not, that fact is bearing fruit today in Hawaii with the King Kalakaua birthday parade that's coming up, of course, November 16th. More on this and about the fascinating history of this most important king. It's all coming up mixed in with the best Hawaiian music every Saturday morning for you on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
There's a calm before the storm. I know it. It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa. We're sitting at the kitchen table with storyteller Lopaka Kapanui and singer, historian Palani Vaughn.
So Palani, with the festivities that go on annually at the King David Kalakaua statue, this, as I understand, started under the mayorship of Eileen Anderson, mm-hmm. and then kind of carried on. And then after a while, no one took the responsibility to continue this. And as I understand it, there is in the agreement with the United Japanese Society and Kalakaua's people that the city would coordinate an annual event to honor the birthday celebration of Kalakaua.
I'm probably one of two or three surviving members of this group. And I just, for me, it's important that the United Japanese Society be recognized for their contributions. It was a heartfelt thing. The leader of the group was Kenji Koto, 93, I think he was. Can't remember, but he was in his 90s. And all he said was, "I just want to see this statue up before I close my eyes." And so anyway, yes, the agreement was that the city would sponsor this and coordinate this ceremony. I handled it from 93 up until the Freemasons under, I'm not sure, I think that's the first time the Progre came into the picture. And I believe it was probably 2004 or 5 or something like that. So, in fact, because the Le Progre Lodge adopted the statue, other participants are Colleen Ayu, because her mother adopted the park. So she participates annually in this event. The statue ceremony takes money, and that's why we thought the city had all the resources, you know, to bring that kind of support and make this succeed. We did reach out to the hotel community, the tourist industry, and so we got pretty good support from that as well. But it has fallen to the hands and responsibility of the Freemasons.
Well, I think it's important to our listeners that if any of you feel compelled or know of individuals or organizations that would like to partner and collaborate with the Freemasons to continue this celebration or to bring it to the attention of our city officials, we welcome that. And it's very important that I think not only Native Hawaiians, but the citizens as well, who have chosen Hawaii to be their home, and that we make every effort to celebrate his birthday on November 16th each year, as we do Liliuokalani, as we do Kaiulani, and as we do Kamehameha.
And, you know, our king was actually the germinating force to create an international Hawaii that we know today.
And an international Hawaii not only that we know today, but also through his compositions. Mm-hmm. Our national anthem comes from Kalākaua with the assistance of Henry Berger, and that of course is known as Hawaii Pono'i, which we really should get into in our discussion coming up, because when you understand the three verses of Hawaii Pono'i, the story and our history becomes very clear.
It's coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Moana lua, haike. Thank you.
across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday morning here with us. Noe Tanigawa here, Kahoone Panoke, our special guest storyteller Lopaka Kapanui, and singer-historian Palani Vaughn. Well, what we're doing is we're getting you ready for tomorrow's celebration of King Kalakaua's birthday celebration. The parade's going to start at 10 in Waikiki. But first, let's learn a little bit more about the significance of this person.
So in the song Hawaii Pono'i Palani, this was the Hawaiian Kingdom's national anthem. It was composed by His Majesty King David La'amea Kalakaua in 1876 to honor Kamehameha I. And in the music itself was arranged by Captain Henry Berger, who organized, of course, our first Raw Hawaiian Band.
Right.
But as you go through the mana'o and the translation of Hawaii Pono'i, it provides a very interesting history. and you know, declaration of what Kalakaua had for his people. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's from Hawaii Pono'i that comes the theme, Ho'olulahui Hawaii.
Ho'olulahui.
Can you sing can you sing for the first line, Palani, would you?
Hawaii Pono'i, Nana I Komo'i, Kalani Ali'i, Ke Ali'i.
And what is he saying there?
He's saying Hawaii Pono'i is Hawaii's own people. Nana I Komo'i, look to your king, Kalani Ali'i, your royal chief, Ke Ali'i. It's the respect for the founder of the nation. And in the chorus, he goes and mentions Kamehameha. Throughout, though, this was supposed to be an inspirational song for his people. Ho'olulahui meant, let's resuscitate, revive our race. For in fact, the Hawaiian population had almost been eradicated from nearly 600,000, 700,000 to 43,000 when he took the throne. And the prediction was that our people would be extinct by 1897.
How interesting that in the second verse, the last line says, Napua muli ko napo ki'i, which refers to our children.
And the descendants of the chiefs, because all the great chiefs were gone. And the descendants, you have Kuhio, Kawana Nakoa, many of the others, Ka'iulani, you know, and his own brothers and sisters. And again, inspirational. He's directing his people where he wants them to place their energies and their thinking.
And perhaps the strongest line comes at the end of the third verse, mm-hmm. when it says, E-u-i-e.
The line before that, he says, O Kauhananui, your great responsibility. E-u-i-e, he calls to the people. U'i means beautiful, but it also means stout, you know, strong. And he was encouraging our Hawaiian people to be strong. So he called them that way. He complimented them. E-u-i-e, your great duty to survive.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Let's celebrate it tomorrow morning at the King David Kalakaua Birthday Parade. More on that coming up. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Today we're finding out more about the vision and legacy of King David Kalakaua and about the celebration that's coming up for his birthday tomorrow, the King Kalakaua Birthday Parade. 9 o'clock, they're at the corner of Saratoga and Kalakaua, right where there's that split at the beginning of Kuhio Avenue. That's where the Kalakaua statue is and the park, and there'll be a ceremony there at 9 a.m. From 10 till noon, there'll be a terrific parade where you'll see all the royal societies here on Oahu, the Kalakaua family schools will be represented. Also, Freemason lodges will be carrying, for example, Kalakaua's royal jewels. And all of this is prepared by, most especially by, the Lodge Le Progrès, whose representative we have here today, Lopaka Kapanui. So more on this coming up here. It's a beautiful Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in here and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With Advantix, the fleas don't bite him. The lion feels all right.
Advantix provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free. Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Garden deep in slumber, kissed by
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, here with you every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. You are starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. And we love to leave you with an idea to take into your week, the Olelo no Eau.
Doing the Olelo no Eau each week gives us an opportunity to share the mana'o that was left to us by our ancestors, our kupuna. And today's one, I believe it has something to do with leadership, and it's he mai'a ua pa'a I ke ko'o. It refers to using the banana tree as a metaphor that's well supported by props. So a good leader is a leader that is well supported by his followers. It brings us back to Kalakaua's time. So certainly he had many followers, and that's why he was a great king.
And that's why we're celebrating tomorrow, for example. Lopaka Kapanui, tell us a little about what's going to be going on at the statue.
Tomorrow from 9 to 10, we'll be having the ceremony at the Kalakaua statue, which includes the Royal Hawaiian Band. Palani Van will be our MC. Kumuhula Kolina Yu will present her dancers, who will be offering a hula as a ho'okupu to Kalakaua. And then about 9:45, we're going to take a stroll over to the corner of Saratoga and Kalakaua and begin the parade, which will end by noon at Kapi'olani Park.
What's going to be great about this parade?
The great thing about the parade is it's the first one of its kind in many, many aspects. It's the first birthday celebration for David Kalakaua. For the past 3 years, I've been in charge on the Masonic side with the ceremonies at the statue, and I was overcome, I have to say, that's the word I have to use, by this dream that there should be more to this celebration, and it became this parade, and it's perplexed me and inundated my life to the point where I actually stood at Kalakaua's portrait in our lodge and screamed out to him, "What do you want me to do? Because everything's going crazy, and you know, everything's happening at one time." And the answer came in a dream, just do what has to be done. And so from our Makualani Kamehameha, the great who brought us to a certain point in our history, and then from our Kalani Kaulilua Kalakaua, who brings it forward into this new century, this is why the parade is being celebrated. And it's also the very first Masonic parade in Hawaii. We'll be having the Shriners in their little motorcycles and, you know, their funny-looking hats, which Kalakaua was also a member of. But it celebrates our people culturally. It's a great boon for tourism and also a great recruiting tool for those men who wish to partake in the mysteries of our fraternity.
So it's going to be quite a unique parade, at least different from our other parades.
Definitely.
We won't be having floral floats and pickup trucks. And
the Royal Societies
are Royal
turning
Societies,
out.
The Royal Societies, no? So all of you, don't forget tomorrow morning, get up early, have your early cup of coffee, and head down to the Kalakaua Park first for the wonderful ceremonies there. And then line up Kalakaua Avenue. Look, Kalakaua Avenue named for him. Huh? And enjoy the parade put on by the Masonic Lodges.
Lakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano ka lady ka ke ke ho olale manei hei ninui ko unaue ho ko mai ilaila ko umana o e pili aku poli pume hanga hanno hanno ka lei pika ke
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahaone Panoke Noe Tanigawa here as usual, and our special guest today, storyteller Lopaka Kapanui and singer, historian, man about town, Palani Vaughn. We've been talking about King David Kalakaua all morning, and you probably know the role he had in preserving hula with the Merry Monarch Festival named after him every year, and of course, preserving chant, but he's had an effect in preserving so many other cultural aspects of Hawaiian life, including surfing and lua.
I think lua is the fascinating one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you enlighten us about his lua experiences?
Well, you know, there is the lua schools he invigorated. Lua went underground, much as hula was underground.
And lua is the Hawaiian martial art.
Lua is a martial art dedicated to the god Ku'ialua. Lua fighters, those who practice it, and most often was practiced within individual families. Different kinds of lua, weaponry or freehand. But in any event, lua fighters would say that hula comes from the lua, as you see Tai Chi or Kung Fu practitioners go through their exercises with graceful motions. Lua has that same, or hula has that same foundation. They often said that the female lua fighters were better than the male lua fighters because they were more slippery, more flexible. And anyway, yes, he started a school in, I believe it was in Keauhou on the Big Island, and another school in Haleiwa on this island. But they didn't last as long and prosper the way he desired it to. And lua then went back underground. Practitioners have come forward, and you will see probably in these new lua schools that have emerged some elements of true lua mixed in with other kinds of martial arts. But, you know, it is still a very secret art. It was practiced on the palace grounds. Prince Kawananakoa's full name was Kalua I Kawananakoa, which alludes to his lua prowess. So was Kuhio, a lua fighter.
And King Kalakaua, also a Mason, a Freemason. I mean, so many mysterious aspects of
a
this.
Composer.
Really a composer, a fascinating person, a true internationalist as yeah. the head of state here in Hawaii.
So on that note, Palani is going to grace us with his wonderful rendition of Heia, which is a song that on the surface talks about surfing. But for those of you who know the Olelo Hawaii, you know that there's always a hidden meaning, and we'll let Palani discuss that.
Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha na ahahui o na ali'i na ali'i mai na kukuna mai te pa'ai na onelu kaula na ua hele a moe ke ala ua wale aku na hohana o na no na ali'i kaula na Ua pa aua la la o, a koki no na mua. Ua pa aua la la o, a koki no na mua. E lei ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, ka vehi hoi o na ali'i i hala. A pa aka mana o me ka loka i ua mawe o ka aina i ka pono. E ali'i o ka laki ua ka ulana, i ahi ka nana na o ka pāpipika. E lei ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hundu mamuri ke ole.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa Kahoone Panoke, our very special guest, Lopaka Kapanui, as well as Palani Vaughn. It's been a great morning, hasn't it,
Kahoone? It has been an exciting morning. You know, every time I learn more of Kalakaua, I just admire him so much for the kind of leadership he had, and which is so different from other leaders that we had before him and after him.
I think that's what made the kingdom
very interesting is in the styles of leadership. And yet at the same time had a love and passion for the arts, for bringing back the hula, bringing it from underground, bringing it above so that everybody could rejoice with it. And I believe that Kalakaua realized that hula was inclusive. It brought many people together. And, you know, when you look at some of his writings where he refers to Ho'oululahui Hawaii, where that nation needs to continue to build and that we need to continue to prosper as native peoples, that hula plays an integral part in that relationship to the history. And then, of course, the chants that have the history and the genealogy of Kalakaua all built in, as well as our other ali'i. And just for the travels that he did, being the first king to of royalty to travel to the continent.
And the first king ever to travel around the globe.
To travel around the globe. I mean,
an amazing statesman and a complicated person, because he was also known for being a great partier, leadership.
You know, he was ahead of his time, but if we reflect on his leadership style, I'm sure he'd be a guiding light in that regard. You're talking about the party. Well, as the head of state, and his reputation was that he could drink a lot, the British Navy was always challenging him. The officers would come off the ships and challenge him. We know the British Navy likes to drink. But what they didn't know is that our king would ingest poi mixed with cream before they showed up. And so he'd coat his stomach with this poi and cream. And they'd all fall under the table while he was still standing there sucking them up.
Those sparkling waters of Koniau.
It's been great to have you in, Lopaka. Thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely.
And for all your work toward tomorrow's celebration.
It's been well worth it, and it's for the future of our people, which made our king so great. He wasn't someone who went around dressing in a cape and a suit. He actually went out into the community and served his people, and wasn't like the other royals from around the world who were, well, it's a radio show, so we can't say, but, you know, he walked the walk and talked the talk, and he was a man to be admired, and his influence is still being felt today and possibly far into the future after we're all gone.
So kalakaua he inoa, hauoli lahanau.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's been a great morning, and we hope we'll be seeing you tomorrow there at Kalakaua Park, 9 o'clock for the ceremony, 10 o'clock the parade goes down Kalakaua Avenue. We're here with you every Saturday morning. It's Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here on the Visionary Radio Network. And that is today's Kumu, 94.7 here on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.